Yes, we're back for a special episode, Puff and Vern. No, you know we got to talk about the play-in tournament.
Biggity, biggity, back once again for another one. Puff, drop the tune or no tune?
Back once again.
That's all you get from the tune because we have enough to talk about. We want to talk about it quick because we're in the play-in tournament. I love this little addition that they added to the NBA season. I thought it was foo-foo at the beginning, but after the first one, I was hooked.
After second that too, I was one of those persons that thought, man, it's going to be trash. But it's been exciting, especially for us basketball fans, just seeing that. It makes the last month of the season more competitive. They're not resting players. Everyone has something to play for. I was watching games on Sunday at 3:30. Knicks going to overtime fighting for the second seed
against
and the Bulls
Chicago.
Are taking him to overtime. Yo, it is nuts. It
more
is
times
nuts.
That game that people don't care about. And on top of that, the addition, just having that play-in tournament, now seeds 9 and 10 are in the play. Before, if you know you couldn't get to 8, you're done. You're giving up a season.
You're done.
But being even in 9th and 10, you still have a chance of getting into the playoffs, and who knows what happens when you're in the playoffs.
Even saying about that, I remember when LeBron came and told him to scrap it. Enough players ever liked it, but now they're like,
Whoever thought of that? Last year, did you see LeBron and them? They're almost never in the playoffs. They made it all the way to the Western Conference Final. They did get swept,
like
but
they made it. They're embracing it now.
Oh,
everyone's embracing it.
They know it's exciting.
Now,
so. They know it's bringing the viewership. People are
loving it. And especially as fans, like seeing that, we're going to be more engaged in it, right? Our eyes are tuned even to every game because even this year, when you look at it, East and West, you had to play down to the last game of the season. That decided so much. But before let me stop my long talking so we can get into it. But before we do that, you know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to the WNBA draft.
Oh, big
I'm
up,
wearing
big
my
up.
Dallas Stars shirt right now, representing my Dallas Star Juneteenth shirt. Shout out to the WNBA. Shout out to Caitlin Clark, number one pick, Angel Reese. Yeah, let's get into it.
The East. So the playoff picture is set. They just need to find out who's in 7th and 8th to really start the playoffs. So they have the play-in tournament where seeds 7 and 8 play. The winner takes seed 7. The loser goes and plays the winner of the game against the 9 and 10th seed. The winner of the 9 and 10th seed again plays the loser of the 7 and 8 seed game, and then they take the 8th seed. So there's going to be two games for the East and the West to determine who's going to take those last few seedings. We're going to discuss those matchups and who we think is going to win and how that's going to go down.
All
right. I guess in a few days, we'll see who's right. You know, Puff is always right.
East. Let's start with the team. What teams are in the play-in game? I know the 9-10 game is the Bulls and the Hawks.
We're starting with the East because we know the West is the West is going to be just crazy.
The West is too.
The West is
what we're going to talk about.
The West is on fire. Mas fuego.
The West is mas fuego. More fire.
The East, it's all right. It's okay. But we're going to talk about these competitions. The first one, which is not bad and it's going to be exciting, is Philadelphia playing home to the Miami Heat.
You should have saved that one for the last. We should talk about the consistent playing teams, which is the Bulls and the Flipping Hawks. I swear they've been playing each other in the last.
Yeah, you're right.
Three
we should get that out of the way. So let's quickly
in the same 9-10 position.
Quick. Let's go this. So
in the same 9-10 position,
we're going to talk
I'm
about 9-10 Chicago and Atlanta.
I'm gonna go with the Bulls.
The Bulls,
because Atlanta's hurt, right? Is Young
yes,
hurt?
Yes. Jay, he's not playing their star point guard. Trae Young. You're right. I'll go with the Bulls, especially if DeMar DeRozan's daughter is there at home screaming and making noise so they can miss free throw games. They're not the Raptors.
They're not the Raptors. Don't worry about it.
But in the season, Chicago has the advantage. They won 2-1. I would take Chicago over this one. Let Atlanta go home and figure out what they're going to do with Jamonte Murray and Trae Young.
The reason why I'm taking Chicago as well too is because I watched that game Chicago versus the Knicks that went to overtime and those guys were balling. DeRozan had a chance, like a clean look to hit to win the game. They were balling. It wasn't going to do anything, but
Knicks
they were
needed
balling.
That one, man. Knicks needed that one too. So
Chicago for the Knicks.
Honestly,
I'm gonna go with Chicago that one.
On the Billet games, that's probably gonna be the most boring game. I ain't gonna lie. I might not watch it. All the other ones I'm very excited about. So let's go back to the other matchup I was talking about, Philly against Miami. That
there
one is going to be very exciting. Seeing that Joel Embiid is back, that one's going to be a really good game.
And you all know what we get with Miami, right? playoff Jimmy. So hey, that might be a better matchup than anticipated, because you know.
And Vern, if you don't realize, anyways, the season series is 2-2, so it's even tied. But you know who really has the advantage? You know who has the advantage in this matchup, Vern?
Miami.
You think Miami? No, there's a secret weapon, Vern. I don't think you caught the secret weapon. It's our Kyle Lowry. Boy with the big bottom boy that came from Toronto.
Kyle Lowry.
Went through Miami. They spit him out because he was garbage, and he ended up going home to Philly. Trust me, he knows all their plays. He knows the calls. He knows how them. He's going to bring that inside information to Philly. Philly's going to use the inside that. Information.
Nah.
It's not a one man. It's the information he's going to give to Nick Young. You know, Nick Young is a master planner.
Look at that. And you're calling the man the wrong name. Oh, you're calling him Swaggy P. You mean Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse. Sorry, my bad. It's late night. But you know what I mean. Nick Nurse is going to come with the plans. With the inside information, the intel, the spy came from the team. They knew.
Listen, I don't think Nurse needs that, because this is not Doc Rivers coaching the 76ers. This is the man who knows how to make adjustment, knows how to make substitution, knows how to call timeouts at the right time.
This game, I don't know who's going to win this game. It's going to be exciting both ways. But honestly, I think these are the two teams that are going to go into the playoffs, Philly and Miami. Yeah, so even if the loser this one, I have a feeling they're going to beat the winner of the other game. But
I'm counting Philly's going to win, because Philly has that advantage.
Maxie is just balling right now.
Maxie, and also Joel is back, and Joel's looking good. He's looking real good.
Yeah, I think Philly has a stacked team. I mean, you forget they have Buddy Hield. I almost forget that guy's on the team.
Oh, Buddy Hield's there. Yeah.
I almost forget he's on the team.
If Embiid was going to get a chance to play with him this season.
Yeah. And we forget Tobias Harris. And then what's that next man? Got licked down on his bicycle. They're supposed to play Oubre.
Oh, yeah. Oubre. Kelly Oubre is there.
They have some weapons. And honestly, once you have Joel Embiid, you probably have the best player on the court.
You have a chance. Yeah,
you have the best player on the court.
Yeah. I wanted Milwaukee to stay in the number two spot. And
line up with the winner of this game?
Philly. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Winning that game, because that's the first out.
Milwaukee going to take their licks regardless, no matter where they go. They're going to take their licks. Yeah.
Right. Before we transition out of the
So who do you think is going to win this one?
He's playing.
You say Philly?
I'm going to go with Philly.
I'll go with Philly too.
I'm going to go with Philly, and I'll say Miami's going to get the eighth spot.
I agree with that one. Because I don't see Chicago or Atlanta beating any of those
Miami?
Teams.
No.
Nah.
No. Unless like some major injury. Miami has a hero back now fully.
Or if they have a bad game.
Jimmy Butler's rounding.
Like
bam. You know what you're going to get from Jimmy when it comes to the playoffs. You don't have to worry about that.
No more long talk. Let's go into the West. The West.
Worry about
so I'm gonna,
that.
So I'm going to talk about the game, the weekend, first weekend, game weekend, playing. Weekend. I don't care. I know this is the one I'm most excited about, because I'm wearing the yellow for the Los Angeles LeBrons, not the Lakers. They're going up. They're in the eighth seed, going up against New Orleans Pelicans. The season series, LA won 3, lost 1 against New Orleans. You saw that they won the last game on Sunday, the last game of the season.
Forget the last game, right? It's destined for them to play the Pelicans. Why?
Because
who did they box up? Who did they box up in the play-in tournament?
Oh, it was Pelicans again, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why Zion had to go lose weight, because everyone was, after that game, everyone was like, yo, Zion, what the heck is wrong with you? You need to go get
Been balling this year. Zion been playing well this year.
Ever since the play-in finish, it looks like he lost weight and he got back on track. Mm. Right?
Yeah, but
LA has their number, bro.
The other layer to this, remember, Anthony Davis was the star player in New Orleans. They traded Brandon Ingram and a whole bunch of other guys. So that's another level to this this rivalry. Well, I wouldn't even say it a rivalry. I think it's just young man getting bullied.
It's been there for some time. But, man, hey, since those men already left, AD has a chip. Don't matter. You know what I did here, though? Yo, and I'm putting him on blast. My pops was at the house watching the Laker game as the season ended. And the man said, Brandon Ingram is better than AD. I almost dead.
Your pop said that?
My pop said that. I said, yo, I'm going to lock you off from basketball.
Vern, were you blowing the gun, just smoking his face or something? What were you doing?
It's like he had some of the edibles like he had that time.
But honestly, he's not that far off. I want to say, Brandon Ingram's a bum and AD's
an all-star. No. I'm not saying he's a bum, but he's not better.
Brandon Ingram is better at certain things than AD.
He's not. Wait,
and then again, they're different players, so it's hard to really compare
them. If you look at it, what is Brandon Ingram better than AD at other than
scoring, handles, jump shot?
Questionable.
Come on now. Vern,
questionable.
His mid-range jump shot is not better.
Okay, I give you that.
His overall scoring package, like you could give Brandon Ingram the ball.
Okay, yeah, his scoring package. AD is not
that score. You don't really give AD the ball anywhere, and you could.
That's now though. When AD was in New Orleans, AD was doing all of that.
That's true.
Right. That's why they brought him over.
That's true.
Right. So, but yo, that's going to be a really good one because I don't think if I'm the Pelicans, I'm not trying to lose four games to these men.
But the thing is interesting too, they just play them. And you know it's hard to win two times in a row when you're playing back to back to somebody.
Back to back.
But it's almost like the playoffs started with these guys already.
Yeah.
Because the back to back games are very interesting. Because you could adjust on everything they just did. It was only a few days ago.
But you cannot adjust with one factor, you can't adjust.
And the other team has LeBron James.
LBJ.
That's exactly
the Supreme LeBron
James. Bad man.
Who knows how to turn it on, because that game, he had 25, 11, and 17.
Boss, I saw when there's 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, this man had 0 points, but 8 assists. I was like, whoa.
Exactly.
That's the first thing I said. I was like, whoa.
And do you realize, what was the main reason last year what hampered him a little bit? He was hurt. He had the foot injury.
He wasn't playing well.
You see LeBron stole the ball and doing like all reverse, getting ready like he looked in Sprite.
That was dirty.
He's going into the playoffs. But
then again, Vern,
no injury.
That was against Memphis Grizzlies, who had 13 players on the injured reserve.
No, that was Sunday. I'm talking about the Sunday game. I'm talking the last game of the season.
Oh no! Oh, that reverse, that steal in reverse was against Memphis. It wasn't against New Orleans.
That was the triple double was against them.
Yeah, that was against Memphis. But and I was like, that game shouldn't have even been that close. I was down to like the last two possessions.
That's true.
The only thing, you say the Lakers, but the Lakers or something, they're not consistent. They should have been in the sixth seed by now. Hey, if they beat all the games. They won all the games.
What mashed them up is that game where I was getting hyped because I was like, oh yeah, LeBron's playing, AD's playing, they're getting the sixth seed. I look on the court, I'm like, yo, LeBron is scratched. And then AD left early with a juke in his eye. I said, Lot of mercy, yo. But the Lakers has been mashed up.
The man should have played with
a lot of injury. The Lakers have been there with had a lot of injuries because I like to see like Gabe Vincent is back. The team is almost whole. I think is Vando back?
I don't think so.
Okay, so he's if he comes back because I like him better than Torian Prince in that lineup. Bring Prince off the bench. Vando gives you more than what Torian Prince is going to give you.
Anyways,
but you're on the long talk, Bern.
Let's move on to the next game. No more long talk.
The next game is salt. No one wants to see that guy.
No more long talk. The next game, you say the next game is salt, but it's a team that the Lakers can't even beat in Sacramento Kings. And then the Golden State Warriors. Actually, this game would be exciting. No lie, because these two teams are pretty well
like
matched up. They both won two, and they're 2-2, so they're evenly matched. Two of the games were 1-point games. Actually, three of the games were 1-point wins.
Yeah.
And one was like an 8-point win.
Yeah.
So these teams are, I would say they're matched up pretty well.
They're matched up, but what's working against that I'm going with Golden State in this game, because what's working against Sacramento is Monk, who's going to win 6 minutes a year. He's done for the year. Kevin Herter, who's
he's
one
out
of the
for the year now?
Done for the year. Yeah, he's not coming back.
Oh, man.
Done for the year.
That's probably why they were slipping.
Even Kevin Herter. That's why they slipped. Because even Kevin Herter, their shooter, he's done for the year too. So they're battling injuries.
So you're saying Draymond doesn't have a step in Sabonis' chest this year. It's a guaranteed win.
It's probably going to happen. It's probably going to happen. I don't know about that. Draymond is very
But actually, it would be exciting if Lakers did lose to New Orleans
and then have to play
Golden State
guys?
Did win against the Kings. And then Lakers Golden State have a play again. I don't know. LeBron and
like they did last year. Like
it's prime time. It's prime time show.
Yeah, they did last year.
That's probably what's going to happen.
That'll be tough.
Trust me. But that's probably going to happen.
I'm anticipating the Lakers finishing with the seventh seed, and New Orleans. I still believe in New Orleans. They could beat Golden State. Although when they had the opportunity to beat Golden State, they lost to them. So you never know. You never know.
So you say Golden State?
But I got
State's
Golden State
win?
Coming out of the thing their game.
Yeah,
I got Golden State coming out of the Sacramento game.
Golden State, and then you think New Orleans Pelicans will beat Golden State?
Yeah, if it happens,
I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think so.
Right, but because they're so inconsistent,
I think it's you might be right.
But I'm gonna roll the dice. I'm gonna go with Zion
because they have more experience, way more experience in the playoff of Golden State than New Orleans.
But remember
playoffs is experience.
One thing I like about
it's a one game though.
One thing I like about the supporting cast for the Pelicans. Remember when Zion was out? Brandon Ingram and them boys made a run for the playoffs.
And even when Ingram was out, they still been playing well. Zion was picking it up.
And their young shooters are back. Troy Murphy. What's the other one?
Murphy's a bad man.
The left-hand guy, yo. There's a next guy, Herb Jones. Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
So, listen, the Lakers, I'm calling the Lakers, but they could also lose. Because New Orleans is like that sometimes.
Then again, if they lose, it's not bad. If they go win the next game, it's actually better because you do not want to match up with Denver, which is the second seed. Denver is the only team that I could almost put all of my money on and say they're going to reach the NBA Finals. Or at least the Western Conference Finals.
But if any round that you would want to play Denver, it would be the first round. Right? Yeah. Because...
Why? You want to go home quick? 1, 2, 3, count.
No, it's
long time in the playoffs. That's what you're trying to say.
It takes time to get into a rhythm. Jamal Murray just coming back. Like Jamal Murray made a play like one or two games back from his injury. So you know, what I mean, they're right now.
I don't know.
You don't
want
to get them when they're rolling.
I don't know what Vern's talking about.
You don't want to get them when they're rolling.
Denver's still balling. They're the second.
You don't want to get them when they're rolling. Listen, the last couple of games they struggled.
They struggled to win, but did they win?
No, I'm saying they struggle. So that's what I'm saying. Like they're vulnerable right now. They could get got, bro.
For who's telling you this stupidness in your ear?
Who's
talking in your ear?
Tell me anything.
Your dad told you this, right? Your dad told you this. That's what
your locks is tied up too tight over there.
Your dad told you this. That's what it was. What are you talking
about? Yo, you need to let the locks down and they can touch your back.
What are you talking about?
Yo, if there is a chance to get him, I'd rather pay them early if I'm going to get him a chance, right? Because at the end of the day, right? Me and you say that Denver is going to win the chip.
I know why you want to play them early, Vern. You want to go on vacation quick. That's why.
Because
what it is.
Then again,
you're right, Vern. You play them early. It's possible to have less injuries. Your players are more fresh because the beginning of the playoffs and not the end of the playoffs. But
I would get them early because they got to get in their groove and rhythm.
But maybe you want to get them late because maybe they might get a serious injury to an important player.
I don't want to get them when they're on a roll like they were last year, like that juggernaut running through everybody. Because remember, their first round matchup against Minnesota last year, Minnesota took them to 6 games.
Yeah, it did win a while. It did.
Right? So that's what I'm saying. You could get them because it
but
took them a while.
Sometimes you might meet teams at the right time, like Toronto met the Golden State Warriors
at the finals
at the right time. Everybody's
matching.
That's
what I'm saying. So you never
that's
know.
That's how you win a chip.
Right? You never know.
Until next time. So that's our wrap up for the quick pod. Well, it wasn't quick so long because Vern Love talked too much. Love missed a long talk.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, turn on your notifications so you know when we drop. Puff and Vern. Playing edition, baby. Let's go.
So
Lakers.
We'll be back after the playing edition to talk about the playoffs, the matchups, who we think is going to take
LeBron
it all this
Jordan.
Year. Who do you think is going to take it?
Jordan.
How do you take LeBron. Our? How do you take our takes? You know we're on Team LeBron. Team LeBron all the way. Team LeBron. Yeah.
Yo, listen, I got one thing before I end it. You Jordanettes, you need to relax. Just like the Marvelettes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Jordanettes, relax yourself. Okay? On that note.
Vern, I'll bleed you some fire.
Fire.
All right, next time.